I'd like to, I'd rather have be the guy that just continues a streak of winning on, but, you know, we needed to win today. So I was grateful to be on the mound when we did.
First pitch, sails out of the ballpark. I mean, you adjusted all season long a lot of times. What are your thoughts in that moment, and then what adjustments did you make?
Nothing. I mean, the wind's howling, you know, so the main thing I was trying to keep the ball on the ground today. The wind was shifting and rotating, always blowing out to right, and then sometimes it would swirl and you'd feel it in your face, or you'd blow a little bit right left. My main focus was just making a pitch, you know, making pitch after pitch, and luckily we made some good pitches, got some key double plays. Those were big for us.
I know you've told us that Jake Westbrook told you if you want to win a game, you got to go deeper. How much pride did you take in getting past that sixth inning?
Jeff Suppan.
Okay.
No, Woody Williams. Sorry, Woody Williams. Okay. Woody Williams told me back in the day, if you want to win, you got to go seven.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I had some guys behind me that picked me up. I almost went seven.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be in the seventh inning finally. So, you know, there was a lot of good things. Today I felt my good breaking ball for a few of them, not all of them, but it's the first time that I've started in the big leagues this year that I had good spin on my ball. So threw some good cutters, you know, still waiting on a couple other things. But today my spin was better for sure.
Is that because of the place? Not that you ever thrown a curveball of any fame here.
No, I didn't get a chance to go change up curveball again this time. That would have been fun. But, no, I mean, I love playing here. I actually got some applause from Mets fans tonight, which was very surprising, and I appreciated it. It was the good guys.
Was it when you were walking off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not after the first pitch.
Yeah, probably they want me to leave.
Did it motivate you when they booed you when you were tying your shoe?
I love that. I love that.
Was it fitting that the final out today was a called third strike?
It was fitting. Now you're bringing out the nostalgia here. I like that. I didn't bring it up. Yeah, no. I mean, anytime you win a big league game, John Leck used to say they don't grow on trees. Big league wins. So grateful to get one today, and I'm glad that we ended our streak, and hopefully we started a good win streak.
Hope it was the bullpen guys tonight.
Bullpen guys were great. Defense was great, and we got some timely hitting off a very tough pitcher over there. So then Goldie's home run really set us up in a good spot, and then. Guillermo made a good swing against me, a terrible pitch, but he made a great swing, and our bullpen locked down after I came out.
You get a lot of offensive support. Is that just because your teammates really like you and you have a wonderful personality?
I don't want to talk about that. You don't talk about things like that, Jim. You don't talk about it. I'd strike that question from the record.
And what? Since coming off the IL, you've lamented being close. You had been close, but not been able to fully get the strength you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like today was the most you felt like yourself, and the results resembled what you were expecting?
There's been three or four games where I was one or two pitches away from going six or seven innings with no runs or one run. I mean, you know, it's the line doesn't reflect that all the time. But yeah, my first start was probably the best I felt as far as locating a ball and spinning a ball. But today was a good step.